请我们翻到哥罗西书。
Can we turn to the book of Colossians?
我们来看哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
To which also you were called in one body and be thankful.
我们特别注意其中一句话，你们也为此蒙召，归为一个身体。
Please pay attention to the word you were called in one body and be thankful.
这个和亚伯拉罕的呼召当初最早的蒙召有一点的不同。
The calling here is a bit different to the calling given to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕第一次蒙召是进到迦南美地。
Abraham first called to enter the land of Canaan.
亚伯拉罕等到他成熟的时候，
And when his life was mature,
神要他把要他把神所赐给他的以撒献上。
And God wanted Abraham to offer Isaac, which was also given to him by God.
那是他第二次蒙召。
That was the second time he was called.
用新约的话来说，就是我们蒙召归为一个身体。
And the New Testament word is that we were called into one body.
我们刚刚得救的时候，主呼召我们。
When we first got saved, the Lord called us.
那个呼召是得救的呼召。
And that calling was a calling unto salvation.
等到我们靠主的恩典渐渐成熟的时候，
By the Lord's grace, as we slowly mature,
有一个呼召叫做得胜的呼召。
Then there's a calling for us to enter into victory.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我为着你自己的话，我们向你低头敬拜。
Our dear Lord, for your own word, we bow down to you and worship you.
今天早晨，你再一次聚集我们在一起。
And this morning, may you gather us unto you again.
要把你心中的话赏给我们。
That you may give us your word.
所以我们说，我们都在这里。
That we are all here.
但愿你说你心头上所要说的话。
May you speak to us the words that is in your heart.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们所蒙的恩召有何等的指望。
How great the hope of our calling.
但愿我们都听见你的呼召。
May we hear your calling.
而都能听见你最后的呼召。
And to hear your last calling to us.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
不止我们是个蒙恩得救的人。
Not only we are sinners saved by grace.
你也呼召我们做得胜者。
You also call us to be overcomers.
好来满足你的心意。
To fulfill your heart desire.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus Christ's victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，这一次我们有机会聚在一起。
Praise the Lord that this time we have the opportunity to meet together.
我们总共有两个周末在雪梨。
We have two weekends in Sydney.
那第一个周末在北边的时候。
The first weekend we were in La Roseville in the
north. 我们从圣经的预言来看主的心意。
We look at the Bible prophecies and look at the heart of God.
有一些预言是关乎教会的预言。
There are certain prophecies that was concerning the church.
所以这是我们在北边所交通的。
This is what we have shared on the north side.
在南边的聚会，我们讲的同样的一个信息。
And here we also talk about the same message.
不过我们不是从教会的预言切入。
But we do not start with the prophecies of the church.
我们是从预表来切入的。
We look at the symbols, the types.
我们知道旧约里面有许多预言的话。
We know that in the Old Testament there are many prophecies.
像必有童女怀孕生子。
For example, a virgin shall be with child.
结果事情就成就了。
And surely it happens.
这个叫做预言。
That is a prophecy.
但圣经里面有一幅一幅的图画。
But the Bible also have pictures.
借着这些图画来预告将来所要发生的事。
Through these descriptive pictures, it show us what are the things that is going to happen.
比方说亚伯拉罕就是一幅图画。
For example, Abraham was a picture.
他蒙召的时候。
When he was called,
他还不知道往哪里去。
He did not know where he was going.
但是呢，神给他的一块土地，乃是他将来的产业。
But God is going to give him a land that is going to be his inheritance.
他的道路是信心的道路。
And his path is a pathway of faith.
他只知道旅程的起点，他不知道旅程的终点。
He knew where to begin his journey, but he did not know where to stop.
所以亚伯拉罕的生活是信心的生活。
So Abraham's life is a life of faith.
圣经用这样的一幅图画来预告我们这些蒙恩得救的人将来要过什么样的生活。
And therefore, the Bible using this picture to describe our life as a believer, how we shall live.
所以我们都很清楚。
So we all knew.
亚伯拉罕离开迦勒底乌尔是件非常大的事。
So for Abraham to leave the Ur of the Chaldeans is such a big matter.
他本来在偶像队里面长大。
At first, he was growing up among idols.
迦勒底的乌尔又是当时最大的一个世界最大的一座城。
And the Ur of the Chaldeans was a big city in those days.
那些偶像给他一点的光，像蜡烛的光一样。
Even though the idols may give him a little bit of light, like the light of the candle.
有一天，荣耀的神向他显现。
But one day, the glorious God appeared to him.
当他发现蜡烛光在太阳光的照耀底下。
And when he saw that the light of the candle under the light of the sun.
他终于明白了，找到了黑暗的定义。
And he discovered the meaning of what is meant to be in darkness.
他从来不知道什么是黑暗。
He did not know what darkness was.
一直等到他拿着蜡烛的光放在太阳的光底下。
Until he shined his light of the candle towards the sun.
所以从此以后
From that day onward,
亚伯拉罕就阔别了迦勒底的乌尔。
And Abraham left Ur of the Chaldeans.
就跨过了幼发拉底河。
And he went across the Euphrates River.
成为第一个渡过河的人。
Became the first person who crossed the river.
希伯来人就是渡过河的意思。
The Hebrews means that those who crossed the river.
亚伯拉罕是第一个渡过河的。
And Abraham was the first one among them.
所以他的故事就是我们的故事。
So his story is our story.
神给他要神让他进到迦南美地。
God allowed him to enter into Canaan.
叫他从但到别示巴。
From Dan to Beersheba,
能够享受那流奶与蜜之地。
To enjoy this land flowing with milk and honey.
所以那个护照乃是美地的护照。
So that calling is a calling to enter into the good land.
乃是迦南的护照。
It's a calling of Canaan.
它所代表的乃是基督测不透的丰富。
It represents the unsearchable riches of Christ.
因为奶是动物的精华。
Because milk came from the animal.
蜜是植物的精华。
And honey came from the plants.
所以我们可以说，它所代表是 the essence of life, 是生命的精华。
And so, in a sense that milk and honey represent the essence of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神把这个迦南的美地给亚伯拉罕
，So when God gave this land of Canaan to Abraham,
就是一幅图画。
There is a picture.
我们当初怎样蒙恩得救
？How we got saved?
主今天乃是让我们能享受在基督里所有一切的丰富。
That today we can enjoy all the riches that is in Christ.
感谢主
，Praise the Lord.
这就是我们的产业。
That is our inheritance.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
基督就是我们的产业。
Jesus Christ is our inheritance.
这是何等的产业
！What an inheritance!
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord.
你只要当亚伯拉罕享受那个产业。
When Abraham was enjoying that inheritance,
他吃那个奶，喝那个蜜。
He drink the milk and eat the honey.
他慢慢就长大了。
Slowly he grow up.
所以感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
你看见他经过这个试炼的时候。
And when he went to Sichem,
他把自己奉献给主。
He given himself, offered himself to God.
到了伯特利。
When he went to battle,
他又再一次更新他的奉献。
Again he renewed his offering.
他一再的奉献。
Again, he offered himself.
慢慢就把他带到与神的交通。
Until he came to in fellowship with God.
到了最后。
Lastly.
现在时候到了。
The time has come.
当初第一次的蒙召。
The first time God called him.
是为着第二次的蒙召。
It's for the second calling.
当初蒙召让他能够享受迦南所有的丰富。
Firstly, God called him to enjoy all the riches in Canaan.
原来享受迦南的丰富是为着他长进。
To enjoy the good land of Canaan is so that he may grow.
到了长大以后
，and when he grow up,
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
现在你看见神在他身上要做一个工作。
God want to do a work in his life.
那这个工作是什么样的工作呢
？And what sort of life is that?
简单的来说
，in simple terms,
这个就是以弗所书里面所给我们看见两节圣经。
That was two verses we saw in the book of Ephesians.
我们好不好看一下以弗所书
？Can we look at that book now?
我们来看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第十节，第十一节。
Verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance.
那这幅图画就是迦南地的图画。
And that is a picture of Canaan.
我们在基督里面就得着了这个产业。
So in Christ, we have obtained this inheritance.
那这的的确确是流奶与蜜之地。
Surely it's a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以我们一定要说我们的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
So in a sense that our inheritance was such a glorious thing.
你越从但到别是吧。
If you travel from Dan to Beersheba,
你也经历流奶与蜜之地。
You went through this land flowing with milk and honey.
你一定要说主所给我们的产业是何等的荣耀。
You must say how great is this inheritance God has given us.
但这不是一点点的荣耀。
But that is not just a little bit of glory.
乃是丰盛的荣耀。
But the glory in abundance.
到底有多丰盛，我讲不上来。
How abundant is that? I cannot describe.
所以我要说何等丰盛的荣耀。
So I say how glorious in this inheritance.
我们对于基督的丰富。
That Christ's riches.
我们应该能用这样的形容来形容。
We should be able to describe it in this way.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly.
在同样一章圣经里面。
In the same chapter.
你知道保罗带领圣徒们祷告
When
教导圣徒们祷告
Paul teaches the saints to pray
他求父将那赐人智慧的灵赏给我们
He asked the Father to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation
使我们真知道他
That we may truly know him
然后十八节
Verse 18
第一章十八节并且照明你们心中的眼睛
That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened,
使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
That you may know what is the hope of his calling.
那我问弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这里告诉我们有一个指望叫做呼召的指望。
And there is a call, there's a hope of his calling.
我们没有指望。
We once without hope.
因为他的呼召叫我们变成一个有指望的。
But because of his calling, we now have hope.
亚伯拉罕本来在偶像堆子里面过生活。
Abraham was one living among idols.
他没有神，没有指望。
He did not have hope. He did not have God.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
有一天，主把迦南美地赐给他。
One day God gave him the good land of Canaan.
所以如果有新约的话，亚伯拉罕要怎么说呢？
So in the Old New Testament, how would Abraham describe this?
我们也在他里面得着了基业。
In him, we have inheritance.
That's the ultimate.
But brothers and sisters,
这只是故事的开始。
That is only the beginning.
主呼召我们。
God called us.
要得着这个产业。
To gain this inheritance.
但你要知道这个呼召的指望有多高，有多大吗？
Do you know how great is this inheritance?
你要看主的话怎么说。
We want to see how God describes this.
不是你怎么做梦。
Not that you're dreaming about it.
不是你怎么想。
Not that you're thinking about it.
是主的话是这么说的。
But how did God's word describe it?
所以开我们的眼睛。
That our eyes may be open.
使我们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
That we may know what is the hope of this calling.
那这个指望到底有多大呢？
How great is this calling?
现在我们回到上下文了。
Now we come to the up, the pretext and the
forward. 那个指望是什么？
What is that hope?
他在圣徒中得的基业。
That he may receive an inheritance among the saints.
有何等丰盛的荣耀？
What are the riches of the glory?
我们暂且不去问那个何等丰盛的荣耀。
We won't touch on what are the riches of the glory.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
我们在基督里得的产业。
We receive an inheritance among the saints.
这个是我们懂得的。
This is something that we understood.
但是他指着父神来说的。
But this is according to the Father.
他在圣徒中要得着产业。
In the saints, he shall receive an inheritance.
你想想看，我们这些人居然是他的产业。
Think about this. We became his inheritance.
明白吗？今天我们享受基督做我们的产业。
Today we enjoy Christ as our inheritance.
如果你真的吃，你真的经历了牛奶和蜜。
But if you go through the land filling with milk and honey,
那我们一定要长大。
Then we must grow up.
然后神有一个目的。
God has a purpose.
那个目的是什么？
What is that purpose?
就是我们这些圣徒。
That we as the saints.
本来享受 基督里面的产业。
At first we enjoying the inheritance in Christ.
结果长大了。
Now we grow up.
我们居然能变成他的产业。
That we became his inheritance.
稀奇不稀奇的。
Isn't that amazing?
这个是从哪里说起呢？
Where can we describe this?
他是我们的产业，我们懂得。
We understood what it means that Christ is our inheritance.
我们怎么可能是他的产业？
But how could we became his inheritance?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Can you understand
that? 如果我们只知道基督是我们的产业，
If we only know that Christ is our inheritance,
你只知道呼召盼望一半，
You only knew half the story of our calling.
如果你要知道更进一步，
But you want to go one step further.
等到教会长进的时候，
Until when the church grew up.
长到我们生命长大的时候，
When our life grew up.
教会众圣徒要成为他的产业，
The church, the saints shall become his inheritance.
你知道圣灵不光说我们是他的产业，
So the Holy Spirit not only say that we were his, going to be his inheritance.
这个产业是荣耀的。
But he say, what are the riches of the glory?
弟兄们，我们一定要说不敢当，不敢当。
Brothers and sisters, we must say, how unworthy we are.
你知道基督的产业是荣耀的。
We know that Christ's inheritance is great.
你觉得有一天我们长大了，在神的眼光中，那个产业是荣耀的吗？
But can you imagine that when we grew up, we also became a glorious inheritance to God?
保罗这里有没有夸张，有没有讲太多了？
Was Paul being exaggerating here?
没有，弟兄姊妹。
No.
你看保罗用的话都是最准确、最准确的话。
We believe Paul used the most accurate words.
荣耀荣耀已经够了。
Glorious is enough.
一点点的荣耀我们已经受不了了。
A bit of glory is enough.
这里怎么说呢？
He's here, he's what he said.
是丰盛的荣耀。
He said the riches of his glory.
那么讲的丰盛的荣耀，
The riches of his glory.
已经是我们不能想象的。
It's something that beyond our imagination.
但是保罗讲到这里就词穷了，他讲不出话来了。
But when Paul came here, he ran out of vocabulary.
所以他说何等丰盛的荣耀。
He said what the riches of the glory.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是我们做梦也没有想到。
Something that we cannot even imagine.
所以当你读旧约圣经的时候，
So when you read the Old Testament,
你才慢慢明白过来。
You suddenly remember.
当旧约圣经前面一部分，
The Old Testament, the first part,
都告诉我们迦南地怎样是以色列人的产业。
He tells us that the land of Canaan was the inheritance of the Jewish people.
等到你读到旧约后半部的时候，
But when you read the second half of the Old Testament,
讲到产业，
We talk about inheritance.
都是指说以色列人怎样是神的产业来说。
He's talking about how the Israelites going to be the inheritance of the Lord.
现在明白吗，弟兄？
Can you understand?
为什么神把迦南美地赐给以色列人？
Why did God give the Israelites the land of Canaan?
那块地是流奶与蜜之地，是不是没有理由的？
Surely it's a land flowing with milk and honey. There's a reason to it.
奶跟蜜是叫我们长大。
So that milk and honey causes to grow up.
结果以色列人就变成神的产业。
And therefore the Israelite became the inheritance of the Lord.
这是旧约的图画。
That is the Old Testament picture.
保罗现在把那个图画变成文字。
Paul now turned this picture into words.
我们也在他里面得了基业。
In him, we also receive an inheritance.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
你看见吗？这不过是开始。
That was only the beginning.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这就是保罗带领教会的祷告。
That is the prayer that Paul led the church to pray.
现在我们清楚了。
Now we understood.
为什么等到这个亚伯拉罕他属灵生命到了高峰的时候。
So when Abraham's life was rich, spiritual life reaches apex.
神就对他说。
And the God said to him.
你要带着你独生的儿子。
You must take your only begotten son.
要到摩利亚地去。
To go to the land of Moriah.
在摩利亚地有好多好几多山。
In Moriah there are many mountains.
但神有一个呼召。
But God has a calling.
当初你来到万地里面一块最好的地，叫做迦南美地。
In the past, you came to a land among all lands, which is the land of Canaan.
你已经在所有神所创造万地里面。
So he got the best among all the creation of God.
但是有一块地是你不知道。
But there was a place, a land that you do not yet know.
有一块地主要启示给你的。
And God wants to reveal that to you.
有一块地要变成你的产业。
And that land will be your inheritance.
要变成你的经历。
It must become your experience.
要变成你的血，要变成你的肉。
It must become your meat, your flesh.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
那个不过是开始。
But that was only the beginning.
明白吗？
Do you know that?
所以等到亚伯拉罕长大的时候。
When Abraham grew up,
他吃了奶，喝了蜜。
He drank the milk, he ate the honey.
现在你看见他真的在主的恩典中长大了。
Now we can see that he's growing up in the grace of God.
他怎样经历神的肩膀？
How does he experience the shoulders of God?
然后看见神的家。
He wants to see the house of God.
然后终于经历了与神的交通。
Finally, he experienced fellowship with God.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在这是他的第四座祭坛。
So now he built the fourth altar.
当他生命成熟的时候。
When his life is at the apex of his maturity.
记不记得。
Remember.
当初是谁在恩典中把以撒赐给他。
At first, God has given him Isaac in grace.
如果生以撒是神的，是神的旨意。
If to give birth to Isaac was the will of God,
那为什么要献以撒呢？
Then why must he now offer Isaac back to God?
如果生以撒是神的旨意。
If to give birth to Isaac was the will of God,
那献以撒怎么会是神的旨意呢？
So how could it be will of God to offer Isaac up?
如果亚伯拉罕献上以撒。
If Abraham killed Isaac,
神的旨意借着以撒就怎么能成就呢？
So how could the will of God be fulfilled according to Isaac?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers, sisters,
现在很清楚。
Now we can see that.
这里给我们看见好像有一个矛盾。
Here it shows us a dilemma.
但是问题就在这里。
But the problem is this.
神要的不是以撒。
God did not want Isaac.
神要的是亚伯拉罕。
God want Abraham.
所以等到亚伯拉罕真的把以撒献上的时候，
So when Abraham offered Isaac up,
天上有一个声音说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
There's a voice from heaven say, Abraham, Abraham.
这一次的呼召是双重的呼召。
That calling was a double calling.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做双重的呼召？
What is a double calling?
换一句话说。
In another word.
当初的呼召是开始的呼召。
The first calling was the beginning.
很多的人就把它当作最后的呼召。
Some people call it, thought that it was the last calling.
所以许多人觉得我得救就好了。
So some people felt that I got saved and that's enough.
我的脚只要能够踩进天堂的门就够了。
As long as my foot is in the door of heaven, that's enough for me.
你有的时候在马路上见了一个受浸过的弟兄。
You saw a brother who was baptized before.
他好久都不来聚会。
He hasn't come for meeting for a long time.
如果你多和他谈两句。
If you talk to him for a few more words.
在他的感觉里面。
In his feeling.
他受浸他就毕业。
He thought that he baptized and therefore he graduated.
请大家记得。
Brothers and sisters.
许多人把起初的护照当作最后的护照。
Many people thought that the first calling was the last calling.
以为说在这么许多地方。
They thought that in among all these places.
有一个地方是我所不知道的。
There is a place I do not know.
那就是迦南美地。
And that's the land of Canaan.
神要赐给我。
God will give that land to me.
就这么多了。
They thought that's it.
我们忘记了。
We forgot.
就是在迦南美地里面。
But in the land of Canaan.
有一座山。
There was a mountain.
是我们不知道的。
It's a mountain that we do not know.
是我们从来没有经历过。
We have never experienced.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你相信我们的护照会长进吗？
Do you think that our calling will advance?
你相信主护照我们不叫我们更上一层楼吗？
Don't you think that God called us to go another story to see her father further?
你觉得蒙恩得救就这么一回事吗？
You thought that salvation is that's it.
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹。
But thank the Lord,
今天很可怜啊。
Today,
许多人只讲亚伯拉罕当初怎样蒙召的。
Pitifully, many people talk about the calling of Abraham.
好像只听见神说亚伯拉罕。
As if God just say Abraham.
但是没有听见神说亚伯拉罕。亚伯拉罕。
But they did not hear the word Abraham, Abraham.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
在圣经里面。
In the Bible.
有七次个人双重的呼召。
There are seven times double calling was given to various people.
所以慢慢我们就懂得。
And slowly we understood.
那个双重的呼召乃是代表一个完满的呼召。
That double calling represent a perfect or a complete calling.
主不止 ultimate. 主不止给我们看见亚伯拉罕。
God not only show us Abraham.
主也让我们听见亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
God also show us that we can hear Abraham, Abraham.
等一等，雅各，雅各。
And later on, Jacob, Jacob.
那在创世纪四十六章。
And Genesis 46.
等一等，你听见摩西，摩西。
Then you hear the word Moses, Moses.
那在出埃及记。
There is the Exodus.
谁的你又听见Samuel。
Then Samuel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
都是在这些人关键最重要的时候。
It was in the crucial time of their life.
你所听见的呼召是双重的呼召。
You heard the double calling.
这里给我们看见。
Here it shows us that.
神呼召我们进入什么。
When God called us into what?
明白吗? 这就是 这四次的双重的呼召
that four double calling
然后到了新约
and then in New Testament
你看见在路加福音第十章
in Luke chapter 10
Martha 接下来是西门
then Simon
最后是扫罗
then Saul
旧约的呼召
the Old Testament calling
给我们看见我们呼召进入一些东西
show us that we are the call into something
但另外一方面
On the other hand, we have that natural outward spirit, like Martha. We have the natural talent like Peter. We may have the natural insight like Saul.
所以一面主借着呼召,
through the calling,
让我们能进入什么, 也让我们离开什么。
That we may go into something, that we may also leave something.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
这个就指着我们蒙召进入迦南美地的时候,
when we are called into the land of Canaan,
无论是进入什么, 无论是离开什么,
whether it's entered something or leaving something,
你看见这就是以色列人, 他们怎样享受从但到别是巴那个迦南美地。
It's just like the Israelites enjoyed the Canaan, land of Canaan from Dan to Beersheba.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget.
这回不光是亚伯拉罕,
here, not only Abraham.
这回是亚伯拉罕, 亚伯拉罕,
but Abraham, Abraham.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
我们说过了,
we have heard this.
因为在撒冷王的口里面, 亚伯拉罕认识了耶路撒冷。
From the words of King of Salem, the Lord, Abraham knew about Jerusalem.
所以他虽然住在帐篷里面,
even though he once lived in the tents,
他等候一座有根基的城,
but he's waiting for a city with foundations.
是神所经营所建造的,
something that was managed and governed by God.
那这样亚伯兰等一等就好了,
so shouldn't Abraham just wait for it?
结果神光照他,
but yet God shined his light on him.
给他看见,
to show him that
如果神开始他对耶路撒冷的建造,
if God began his building work in Jerusalem,
那根基是从亚伯拉罕开始,
that foundation start with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就是神建造其中的一部分。
Abraham was part of the building work of God.
将来有一个城叫做耶路撒冷城。
One day there will be a city called Jerusalem.
但什么时候这个城诞生呢?
When is this city to be born?
什么时候亚伯拉罕把以撒献上?
When is the time when Abraham offered Isaac?
所以亚伯拉罕不能在厨房里把以撒献上。
So Abraham could not offer Isaac in his kitchen.
亚伯拉罕也不能在附近的山上把亚伯拉罕把以撒献上。
Abraham cannot offer Isaac up in one of the nearby mountains.
他一定要走3天的路程。
He must take 3 days journey.
那条大道叫做西安的大道。
The Zion pathway.
因为当亚伯拉罕愿意走这条路的时候,
and when Abraham willing to walk that way,
亚但耶路撒冷就开始诞生了。
That's the birth of Jerusalem.
等到他所有的子孙都走这条路的时候,
when all his descendants also walk this way,
他们走的路就是亚伯拉罕的路。
Their way is the way that trodden before by Abraham.
都是走西安大道。
They are go through this highway of Zion.
都是经过流泪谷的。
They all went through the valley of tears.
想想看弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当亚伯拉罕越靠近耶路撒冷的时候,
the closer Abraham to Jerusalem,
他看见没有多久, 他的儿子要变成灰的时候,
when he see that how his son will be turned to ashes,
他怎么不是经过流泪谷呢?
Won't he be passing through the valley of tears?
所以大家不要忘记,
so brothers and sisters,
第一个走西安大道的,
the first one who run this highway of Zion,
是亚伯拉罕,
was Abraham.
亚伯拉罕因为走过这条路,
he will go through this highway.
大家就知道什么叫西安大道。
Then we know what this way is.
所以等到后来他的子孙,
so when his descendants,
每一个人都不是空手来朝见神,
when every one of them is not coming to God empty-handed,
每一个人都带着迦南的土产,
Everyone come to God with the produce of Canaan.
是最好最好的。
The best produce.
就像以撒一样。
Just like Isaac.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
千千万万人带着千千万万的以撒。
Many, many people come with many Isaac of their own.
他们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
They are all descendants of Abraham.
他们做一件事。
They are doing one thing.
是亚伯拉罕做过的。
It's something that Abraham did before.
他们愿意把最好的献给我们的神。
They are willing to give their best to the Lord.
当他们这样做的时候。
When they did this.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们听见的是亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
We can hear the calling again, Abraham, Abraham.
等到亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Until the Abraham's descendants,
都做亚伯拉罕的故事的时候
they all become Abraham offering Isaac.
他们聚集地方叫什么地方？
What was the place that they are gathering together?
那个地方叫做耶路撒冷。
And that place is called Jerusalem.
那么根据诗篇一百二十二篇
according to Psalm 122,
那就是以色列的见证。
That is a testimony of Israel.
但十二个支派都到耶路撒冷的时候
when the 12 tribes come to Jerusalem,
这个就是。以色列的见证。
That is a testimony of Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now can you understand?
现在神的心终于满足了。
Now God's desire finally fulfilled.
现在神可以建造耶路撒冷。
Now he can build Jerusalem.
建造耶路撒冷就是建造神的见证。
To build Jerusalem is to build the testimony of God.
所以亚伯拉罕把以撒献上。
So Abraham offered up Isaac.
我们知道说耶路撒冷就开始。
And Jerusalem was born.
什么时候耶路撒冷完全被成全了呢？
When will Jerusalem finally finish completed?
为什么这些人不到伦敦去呢？
Why don't these people go to London?
为什么这些人不到纽约去呢？
Why don't they go to New York?
不，
no.
他们去的地方乃是亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
They must go to the place where Abraham offered our Isaac.
他们来到耶路撒冷。
When they come to Jerusalem,
他们都知道说。
They knew that.
他们的独生子一定要去。
That their only begotten son must be given up.
为着主的缘故，没有留下任何东西不给神的。
For the Lord's sake, they should not leave anything behind.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
天上有声音说
，There was a voice in heaven.
耶路撒冷，这个大亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, Abraham.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget, brothers and sisters.
当亚伯拉罕答应那个呼召。
When Abraham answered that calling,
那是双重的呼召。
That's a double calling.
也是最后的呼召。
It was also the last calling.
他真愿意献上以撒的时候。
When he's willing to offer up Isaac,
天上声音说。
There's a voice in heaven saying,
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, Abraham.
等到亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And when Abraham's descendants,
他们都聚在一起。
They all gathered together.
都到摩利亚山去的时候。
They went to the Mount Moriah.
圣经里有一句话。
There is a verse in the Bible.
叫做耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
It says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神对亚伯拉罕的呼召。
God's calling to Abraham.
是从此以后。
From then on.
你看见神要得着耶路撒冷。
God wants to gain Jerusalem.
神要得着他的见证。
God wants to gain his testimony.
等到所有神的儿女聚在他的脚前的时候。
When all the children of God gather before his feet.
那是满月的时候。
That is with the full moon.
好像天上的月亮是满的。
Like the moon was full.
神可以很喜乐的说。
And God joyfully can declare.
所有我的百姓
都在我的脚前。Are before me, before my feet.
他们是一个见证。
They are one testimony.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
每看看他们每一个人手里所拿的。
Everyone come with the produce of their own.
都是他们独生的儿子以撒。
It was as precious as the only son Isaac.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到了这个时候。
That is the time.
神说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
The Lord say, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Sister, do you know
那个见证是从亚伯拉罕开始。
That testimony began with Abraham.
结果，当所有的人都跟随亚伯拉罕的脚踪
，When everyone followed the footstep of Abraham，
那座城叫做耶路撒冷。
That city is called Jerusalem.
所以，弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
我们必须要看见才可以。
We must see this.
我们蒙的恩典是何等的恩典
！What a grace that we have been saved.
我们能得着基督的产业。
That received the inheritance in Christ.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
等到我们真的靠主的恩典，生命长大了。
When our life mature,
我们才能体贴
神的心肠。Then we can truly understand the heart of God.
我们过逾越节的时候
，When we went to Passover，
祝棚节的时候
，Our Feast of Tabernacles，
我们觉得真好。
We say this is so good.
我们全家人都聚在一起。
Our whole family gathered together.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们常常在一个聚会里面。
We always in the meeting.
我们觉得真好。
You say wonderful.
因为若靠奉两奉主的名，若两三个人奉主的名聚集，主就在我们中间。
Yes, two or three gathered together, the Lord is in our midst.
我们真好。
We say we are good.
我们觉得我们满足了。
We are happy with that.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
是从这里开始的。
There is only the beginning.
你一定要在从这里，你才知道什么叫做基督的产业。
You must.From that point onwards, understood what is the inheritance in Christ.
你慢慢就懂得父神的心肠。
Then you know the heart of God.
神的儿女们已经四分五裂。
Today's children of God are going divided everywhere.
前不久根据统计。
Not long ago, according to statistics.
今天在基督中间分成多少个宗派吗？
Do you know that how many denominations are in the Christendom?
分成38,000个宗派。
That 37,000 different denominations.
换句话说
In another word,
基督的身体已经被分成38,000块了。
That the body of Christ was divided to 37,000.
你不管在哪里，你奉主的名聚集，主都在你们中间。
Times, you say that wherever you go, if you meet in His name, Jesus is among you.
你说我们这些福清人喜欢讲福州话。
You say we are Fuqing people. We like to speak Fuqing.
我们聚会能讲福州话再好不过。
If our meeting can be all in Fuqing, be great.
所以如果福清人在一起聚会，你看有主的同在。
And if you say Fuqing people are together, we have God with the Fuqing.
香港人来这里聚会也有主的同在。
And the Hong Kong people came here. They also have the presence of God.
你只要奉主的名，一定有主的同在。
If you are meeting in God's name, you have the Lord's presence.
你在家里庆祝逾越节、祝棚节，主都看见月亮是圆的。
Surely at home you can celebrate Passover or Tabernacle. You can see the moon is round.
什么时候我们能体贴父亲的心肠？
Whenever we can understood the heart of the Father.
我们满足了，因为我们只看见和我们一同聚会的弟兄姊妹。
We will be satisfied when we see the brother and sister who are gathering with us.
如果我们这些人就是神所有的儿女，也就罢了。
Surely, if that's all that of the children of God, that is enough.
我们知道那不是的。
But we knew that wasn't.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
在这个时候
at that time,
弟兄姊妹，我们是蒙召的人。
We were called, brothers and sisters.
我们都得救的人。
We were saved.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
谁能够体贴父神的心肠？
Who can understand the heart of God?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
只有所有神的儿女聚在他的脚前。
When all the children of God gather before His feet,
一面做合一的见证。
One on one hand be the unity of testimony.
另一面是丰富的见证。
On the other hand, testimony of His riches.
因为这个就是迦南美地。
For that is the land of Canaan.
但迦南的美地的背后有流泪谷。
But land of Canaan has the valley of tears.
因为神说，带着你以撒，就是你所爱的以撒。
Because God said, take Isaac, the Isaac that you love.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
教会怎么建造起来？
How can the church be built up?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
什么时候教会得到建造？
Whenever the church was built up.
是因为有一般，不止一个人，有许多的人。
Not only one person, but many people.
他们把以撒完全献上。
They gave Isaac up completely to God.
不是以撒不可爱。
Not that Isaac is not good.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
在这个时候你看见主要得着的乃是你。
What God wants to gain was you.
主所要的不是你和你的，不是你的，乃是你自己。
God, what God wants is not yours, but what God wants is you.
所以感谢主弟兄姊
妹。So thank the Lord, brothers.
什么时候主才能得着他的见证呢
？When can God gain His testimony?
所以很稀奇。
Amazingly.
等到摩西。当以色列要进到迦南以前
，And when Moses or the Israelites enter into Canaan，
神告诉他们说，神借着摩西告诉他们说
，Through Moses God told them，
你们进到迦南美地以后
，When you go to the land of Canaan，
你们不能跟随列国的风俗
，You should not follow the customs of the nations，
因为他们在他们附近的山冈山上就把他们好东西献给他们的偶像。
Because they offer their good things to their idols on the mountain.
但是你们不能这样。
But you can't do that.
明白吗？
Do you know
那怎么办呢？
What should you
原来神有个拣选。
God has a choice.
在十二个支派里面是要拣选一个地方。
Among the 12 tribes, God had chosen a place.
那就是后来的耶路撒冷。
That was Jerusalem.
你们都要到耶路撒冷，不可以空手到那里去。
You must go to Jerusalem. You cannot go there empty-handed.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见这不是神对以色列人的心意吗
？Isn't that the heart desire of God towards His people？
他们进到迦南以后
，they entered into Canaan，
几百年不知道这个耶路撒冷在什么地方。
For hundreds of years, they do not know where Jerusalem is.
他们不知道圣殿应该盖在什么地方。
They do not know where the temple is to be built.
明白吗？
Do you know?
一直到有一个人，他的名叫做大卫。
Until there was a man called David.
他得罪神了。
He sinned against God.
他数点百姓。
He has surveyed the people.
所以神要毁灭耶路撒冷的时候。
So when God is about to destroy Jerusalem.
天使就站在摩利亚山上。
And the angels stand by the Mount Moriah.
所以那个时候，神就借着先知告诉大卫说
，And through the angel, God said to David,
你要到摩利亚山去。
You come to Mount Moriah.
到埃尔南的禾场。
To come to the valley of Ai.
那个是个禾场，是个 threshing floor.
Threshing floor of Ai.
那为什么是禾场呢
？Why was the threshing floor?
禾场就是叫我麦粒跟麦壳分开的地方。
Threshing floor is where the wheat separated from the stook.
那代表十字架的工作。
That was the work of the cross.
大卫以为他能够满足别人的需要。
David thought that he can satisfy the others' desires.
他一面把麦粒给别人，那指着基督来说的。
In a sense, he gave the wheat to the fruits, to people that is according to Christ.
但许多人顺便把麦壳也给别人，就大卫自己说的。
But if they give also the chaff, then it is concerning themselves.
所以现在大卫要学一个功课。
So now David must learn a lesson.
他必须经过十字架的工作才可以。
He must go through the work of the cross.
叫大卫把麦粒跟麦壳完全的分开。
That the wheat and the chaff they are all totally separated.
所以他终于到了埃尔南的禾场。
So he came to the threshing floor of Ai.
到那个时候他献祭。
And there he offered a sacrifice.
他没有想到。
He didn't know that.
有火从天上降下来。
There was fire coming from heaven.
就悦纳了那个祭物。
Accepted that sacrifice.
他忽然间眼睛打开了。
Suddenly his eye was open.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说这是耶和华的殿。
Here is the temple of God.
这个祭坛应该就是圣殿里面的祭坛。
So that altar should be the altar in the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
四百年来大家都在黑暗里面。
400 years they were in the darkness.
没有人知道圣殿应该盖在什么地方。
They did not know where the temple is to be built.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
等到所罗门建造圣殿的时候。
When Solomon built the temple.
圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
是在摩利亚山上。
On Mount Moriah.
神向大卫显现的地方。
It's a place.God appeared to David.
讲到圣殿的建造。
We talk about the building of the temple.
它一定有个基地，那个基地在什么地方？
It must have a foundation. Where is that foundation?
基地是在两个故事的上面。
And that foundation is on the two stories.
一个就是亚伯拉罕献以撒。
Abraham offered Isaac.
哪里有亚伯拉罕献以撒？
Where Abraham offered Isaac.
哪里就是圣殿的基础？
That is the foundation of the temple.
哪里就是将来的耶路撒冷？
And that is the future Jerusalem.
只有耶路撒冷聚在一起，神的百姓聚在一起的时候。
When the people of God gather together.
那个合一的以色列的百姓。
That united people of Israel.
成熟的以色列百姓。
That mature Christian, the Israel people.
就做了神的产业。
They became the inheritance of God.
用新约的话来说，
In New Testament words,
他在圣徒中所得的基业，
that the inheritance he has in the saints,
有何等丰盛的荣耀？
What are the riches of the glory?
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
So brothers and sisters, do you know that?
现在你知道为什么亚伯拉罕要过一个关吗？
Do you know why Abraham must go through this trial?
当他的第四座祭坛的时候，
When he built that fourth altar,
他真的把他独生子献上。
Truly, he wanted to offer up his only son Isaac.
那个护照，
That calling
是个得胜者的呼召。
It's a calling for overcomers.
所以明白吗，弟兄？
So brothers and sisters,
刚开始我们有得救的呼召。
At first we got called to be saved.
等一等，有得胜的呼召。
Then we are called to victory.
那得救的呼召是为着我们得着产业。
The calling for salvation is that we may receive inheritance.
得胜的呼召是为着神能够得着他的产业。
The calling to victory is so that God may gain his inheritance.
所以明白吗？
So do you know that?
我们蒙召是个人的呼召。
We were called personally.
但是哥罗西怎么告诉我们？
But Colossians tells us that.
我们蒙召归于一个身体。
We are called unto one body.
所以在主回来以前。
So before the Lord Jesus returned.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主今天他不只呼召我们。
Today the Lord not only called us.
主也给我们一个团体的呼召。
God also given us a corporate calling. 归为
一个身体。
To come together as one body.
在旧约。
In the Old Testament.
那个团体就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That body is the Israelite people.
到了亚伯拉罕的子孙。
When we come to the descendants of Abraham.
你看那个见证就是团体的见证。
That is a united corporate testimony.
所以我想这样的一幅图画是再清楚再清楚不过。
So I believe this is the clearest picture of all.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果今天你只听见得救的呼召，感谢主。
Today, you only, if you heard the calling for salvation, praise the Lord. You are blessed.
因为你要享受迦南所有的丰富。
Because you are to enjoy the riches in Canaan.
因为这个缘故。
For that reason,
你就长进了。
Then you may grow up.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你长进了，是不是你就变成盖恩夫人呢？
Do you become another spiritual giant like
made of
Eon? 是不是你
就变成属灵的伟人呢？
Or this spiritual giant?
不是的。
No.
你看见主会在我们身上工作。
But God will do His work in us.
最后，神一定要得着他的产业。
Finally, God will receive His inheritance.
所以，但愿我们能求主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
大家不要忘记。
Don't forget.
当你读到创世纪第一章、第二章的时候。
When you read Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2,
你就明白神的旨意不是吗？
You will understand the word of God.
神当初不是希望我们能够吃生命树的果子吗？
Didn't God want us to eat the fruits of the tree of life?
如果我们吃生命树的果子，
If we eat the fruits of the tree of life,
我们每个人都有基督的生命。
All of us will have the life of Christ.
然后主的话怎么说呢？
And what did the word of God say?
要生养众多，遍满地。
He said, be fruitful and multiply, spread over the earth.
什么意思呢？
What it means?
就是所有这些吃生命树果子的生命有一天要布满全世界。
Said, those who eat of the tree of life will fill the earth.
当它布满全世界，占有每一个世界的每一寸土地的时候。
So when these people all occupy all the parts of the earth.
你看见这，你看见很清楚，这里有基督的生命在他里面。
So those who have the life of Christ in them.
现在不光生养众多。
Not only they have many children.
而且要遍满地面。
They also must fill the earth.
为什么？
Why?
因为根据主的话。
According to God's word.
恶者今天的世界是握在那恶者的手下。
Because today's world lies in the hand of the evil one.
所以全地已经沦陷了。
So the whole earth has been Occupied.
现在神要从仇敌手里夺回那些失去的领土。
Now God must receive his lost souls from the hands of the evil one.
他怎么做呢？
How did he do it?
他就希望我们这些受造的人。
He prayed that he hoped that all of us who are new creations.
如果我们吃生命树的果子。
If we can eat of the tree of life.
我们就生养众多。
We may have fruitful
and multiply. 让那个生命，让基督的生命充满全世界。
Then this life will fill the whole earth.
所以不只要他充满的地方。
Not only he can fill the earth.
他就制服这个地。Subdue the earth.
He can also subdue the earth.
那结果呢就占有这块地方。
Then occupy the earth.
结果自然的就从仇敌手里把那个领土夺回来了。
And naturally they will grab the soul. Lost soul from the hands of the evil one.
所以明白吗？好像今天许多人拜偶像一样。
Today many people worship idols.
全地都在 撒旦的手下。
The whole earth was in the hands of the evil.
结果我们传福音。
And we preach the gospel.
我们不管到哪里，基督的生命到哪里。
Wherever we go, we bring the life of Christ.
结果人家得救了。
And many people got saved.
有更多人得救了。
Many people got saved.
有更多人从黑暗转向光明。
They turn from darkness into light.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见没？这个基督的生命就布满全地。
Then the life of Christ will fill the earth.
然后就制服这个地。
And occupy the earth, subdue the earth.
就叫万有都伏在基督的手下。
So that all creation bow down to the foot of Jesus.
结果神最后的目的终于达到了。
Finally, the heart desire of God will be fulfilled.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
没有错。最后，如果我们能够充满这地，制服这地，这神最终的目的。
Surely, if we can subdue the earth, occupy the earth with the life of Christ, this is the heart desire of God.
但是神的工作有他的手续，有他的办法。
But God's work has His own procedures and sequence.
神的工作向来是从中心达到圆周的。
God's work is always start from the center and spread to the outside.
如果怎么样能够让这个生命充满全地呢？
How can the life of God fill the earth?
怎么样能够从沦陷区里面夺回神失去的领土呢？
How can God grab back the lost land, the lost souls?
所以虽然人是在伊甸园外面创造的，
So even though man was created outside the Eden,
结果人是被放在伊甸园里面。
But man was put in the Garden of Eden.
那个伊甸园就代表神工作的中心。
That Garden of Eden represents the focus of God's creation.
他最后的目的是达到全地。
In the end, His will will fill the whole earth.
如果生命能充满全地，那么弟兄姊妹，神就得回了他失去的领土。
If his life can spread throughout the whole earth, he can grab back the lost soul.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
那个生命的成长，
the growth of life
是从伊甸园开始的。
Start from the Garden of Eden.
当你经历神的同在，
when you experience the presence of God,
当你看见神的水从宝座上流下来。
When you see the water flowing out from the throne of God,
当你跟随圣灵的水流，
when you follow the flow of the Holy Spirit,
结果没有多久你找到金子了。
Finally, you discover gold.
没有多久你找到珍珠了。
You found pearls.
还没有多久你就找到宝石了。
You found precious stones.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个故事是伊甸园的故事。
That is the story of the Garden of Eden.
所有的成长都是在伊甸园里面成长。
All the growth was within the Garden of Eden.
所以先让这个生命充满伊甸园。
So let this life be filled with the Garden of Eden.
然后从伊甸园慢慢就普及出去。
And slowly from Garden of Eden you spread out.
所以慢慢这个生命从中心就达到圆周了。
So that life start from the center and spread to the outer edges.
许多人说我们要去，要把福音送给万民听。
People say we go and preach the gospel to all nations.
他们忘记了主对这些门徒说去以前先说来。
But forgotten that the Lord Jesus called the disciples to come to him first.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
来到生命的泉源。
Come to the source of life.
来到伊甸园。
Come to the Garden of Eden.
来到神的脚前。
Come before the foot of God.
这就是秘诀，怎样从中心达到圆周。
That is the secret how to start from the middle and spread to the
outer edges. 如果伊甸园被充满了。
If Garden of Eden was full.
什么，当那个生命的满意终于要满到全地。
And when that life so full it will fill the earth.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？神整个的工作是从中心达到圆周。
God's work starts from the middle and spread to the outside.
如果人没有堕落犯罪的话。
If man did not fall and sin.
这个中心不光是一个平面的。
That center may not just on one dimension. Horizontal.
在神的观念里面不只是一座花园而已。
It's not just the garden.
为什么有金子？
Why there's gold?
为什么有珍珠？
Why there's pearls?
为什么有宝石？
Why there are precious stones?
你发现后来新耶路撒冷那个材料就是这三种材料。
You discover these are the three materials that build up Jerusalem.
所以明白吗？
So do you understand?
这个生命不止从中心扩展到外圆周。
This life not only spreads from the middle to the outside.
这个生命也是从下慢慢往上生长。
And this life also growing from the bottom to the top.
那个三度空间的建筑，所有的材料是金子。珍珠和宝石。
So that three-dimensional building is out of gold, pearls, and precious stones.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
人没有堕落以前是伊甸园。
Before man fall, it was the Garden of Eden.
如果让神继续在我们身上工作的话，
If God continued to work in us,
那个伊甸园乃是一座花园城， Garden City.
That Garden Eden will be a Garden City.
就像今天新加坡一样，
Like Singapore.
你明白吗？这个你说它是个园子，其实它是一个很高。一个很高很高的建筑。
You say it's like a garden, but it's actually full of skyscrapers.
结果你看见，你不管从哪个城门进去，你都可以达到神的宝座。
So wherever you go, wherever you come, you can go towards the top.
所以清楚吗，弟兄姊妹
？Brothers and sisters,
如果神要得着这块地
，If God wants to gain this land,
他真的要工作，他一定从中心打到圆周。
For him to work, he must start from the middle and spread to the outside.
人没有堕落以前，是从伊甸园慢慢的往外扩展。
So before man fall.He starts from the Garden of Eden. He goes towards the outside.
如果人没有堕落，神继续工作的话
，If man did not fall and God continued to work,
那伊甸园所在的地方
，Where the Garden of Eden is,
就是耶路撒冷所在的地方。
It is a place Jerusalem will be.
这一座有根基的城
，That city with foundations,
就是神所经营、所建造。
Something that God built and God managed.
明白吗？这是神当初原始的旨意。
That was the original.Plan of God.
很可惜，人堕落犯罪。
Unfortunately, men fall.
现在神要告诉全世界。
And God tell the whole world.
人虽然堕落了
，Even though men fall,
神的旨意没有改变。
God's will has not changed.
也是这个缘故。
For that reason,
他就呼召亚伯拉罕。
He called Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕的地位就是当时亚当的地位。
So Abraham took the place of Adam originally.
那神给亚伯拉罕一块地，就是当时神给亚当全地的那块地。
So the land God gave to Abraham is like the land God gave to Adam.
神的旨意有没有改变呢？
Has the will of God changed?
没有改变。
No.
神对亚当怎么说？
How did God say to Adam?
生养众多，遍满地面。
Be fruitful and multiply, spread over the earth.
神对约书亚怎么说？
What did God say to Joshua?
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，都是你们的。
Every part of the land that your foot trotted on.
现在你明白了，
now
为什么神说你的子孙像海边的沙那么多，像天上的星那么多。
Now you understand why God said to Abraham, your descendants shall be the stars that is in the sky like the sand on the seashore.
你把像天上星那么多、海边沙那么多的以色列人放在迦南美地。
When you put these numerous people of Israel in the land of Canaan,
那不是生养众多，遍满地面。
Isn't that the same as what God said to Adam?Be fruitful and multiply, spread over the earth.
所以神的旨意没有改变，弟兄姊妹。
So God's will has not changed.
你看见吗？在亚当失去的，神借着亚伯拉罕要得回来。
What he lost in Adam, he gained, regained them in Abraham.
所以神呼召亚伯拉罕。
So God called Abraham.
要给他一块地。
Give him a land.
那块地就代表了那个当初神给亚当那块地。
That land is like the same land that God gave to Adam.
想想看，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
等到约书亚最后要去世的时候
，So when Joshua before he passed away,
他把所有十二个支派聚在一起
，He called the 12 tribes together.
他聚在哪里呢
？Where were they gathering?
聚在世间
，In Shechem.
世间 那就是亚伯拉罕第一站，也就是以色列人最后的一站。
There was the first stop of Abraham, the last stop for the Israelites.
当他们分他们的产业，都在不同的地方享受他们产业的时候
，As they were enjoying the produce of the land that God given them，
神最后的目的终于达到了。
Finally, the will of God achieved。
现在你明白吗
？Now do you know？
很清楚的，你看见他们分散在不同的地方，十二个支派，每一个人在葡萄树下、无花果树下安然居住。
So these 12 tribes, they were gathered in all parts of Canaan, enjoying their fruits and produce under the olive trees, under the fig trees.
但这只是开始。
But that was only the beginning.
当他们享受迦南丰富的时候
，And after they enjoyed the riches of Canaan,
他们就成熟了。
They grew up, they matured.
他们成熟的时候
，When they mature,
他们要成为神的产业。
They became the inheritance of God.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget,
神的工作永远是从中心打到圆周。
God's will always start from the middle and spread to the outside.
所以明白吗
？So do you know?
为什么亚伯拉罕要把以撒献上
？Why did Abraham must offer up Isaac?
从此，耶路撒冷诞生在亚伯拉罕的心里。
From that moment, Jerusalem was born in Abraham's heart.
一直到他的子孙。
Until his descendants,
各个像亚伯拉罕一样带着迦南土产到神面前去。
Each one of them bring to God their produce from the land of Canaan.
你看见耶路撒冷的见证就产生了。
Jerusalem testimony will be built up.
现在明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Now do you understand, brothers and sisters?
现在非常清楚的。
Now it's very clear.
当教会得着建造的时候
，When the church was built up.
一面来说，我们没有忘记世界上的人。
On one hand, we do not forget the people in the world.
当我们横的成长的时候
，When we grow horizontally,
就是当我们传福音，有许多人蒙恩得救
，That we share the gospel, many people got saved.
那许多人从黑暗就转向光明
，Many people came from darkness, turned into light.
另外一方面
，On the other hand,
我们不只是传福音而已，不是只是传福音而已。
We are not only sharing the gospel.
主托付给我们。
God also given us a burden, a calling.
这是最后的呼召。
The last calling.
让我们来到耶路撒冷。
That we may all come to Jerusalem.
做合一的见证。
To be a unity in testimony.
不只是讲到身体的合一。
Not just the unity in body.
也是讲到身体的成长。
But also the growth of maturity of the body.
这个身体是向上生长。
That body is growing upwards.
它的材料。就是圣灵在运行在我们中间。
He said the Holy Spirit moving among us.
他所得出金子。
He received gold,
所得着宝石
pearls, precious stones,
所有的珍珠
and all the pearls.
最后
lastly,
主在他回来以前
before Jesus returned,
要得着一个荣耀的教会
he will receive a glorious church to himself.
史伯克弟兄和尼弟兄在伦敦有一次谈话
Brother Austin Spark and Brother Watchman Nee once had a conversation.
史蒂翁问尼弟兄
And Brother Spark asked Brother Nee,
你觉得在神的话语里面哪一段圣哪一段预言是最难应验的
He asked what was the hardest prophecy to be fulfilled in the Bible
尼弟兄就告诉他说
And Brother Nee said
就他所认识是以弗所书第四章和第五章
He said Ephesians chapter 4 and chapter 5
第四章讲到怎样从圣灵的合一一直长到信仰上的合一
And Ephesians 4 talk aboutthe unity of the spirit until the unity of the faith.
到了第五章给我们看是要得着荣耀的教会。
And chapter 5 talking about the glorious church.
这是非常非常重要的谈话。
There is a very important conversation.
到了1950年在香港的时候。
In 1950 in Hong Kong.
他说尼弟兄说这两年我非常的喜乐。
These 2 years I was very happy.
因为我们靠近以弗所第四章第五章很近很近。
Because we are now closer to Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 5.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见尼托圣弟兄是有意向的人。
Brother Nee has vision.
他被人误会。
He was misunderstood.
被人弃绝。
He was rejected.
他最好脱身的办法就是离开是非之地永远离开他们。
The best way for him is to leave the whole area scenario.
他说当墙塌下来的时候
When the wall fell, he said,
我要顶上去
I must support it.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
后来的故事我们都知道
We knew the story in the end.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our eyes.
你我愿不愿意献上我们的一生
Are you and I willing to offer our Isaac?
我们蒙一个团体的召能归为一个身体
That we may be called corporately to God, be one body unto Christ.
所以那个见证是身体的见证。
That testimony is the testimony of the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
当你读到启示录
When we read Revelation.
第二章第三章
Chapter 2 and 3.
当见证荒凉的时候
When testimony was far.
神的呼召是什么呼召
What was the calling of God to?
是得胜者的呼召。
It was a calling to the overcomers.
当大体荒凉的时候
When the whole place was in horrible state.
有一般人愿意站在神旨意的水平线上
But there was a group of men under the horizontal line of God.
他们愿意忠心向前
They are willing to go forward.
这是得胜者的呼召
That is the calling to overcomers.
也是最后的呼召
The last calling as well.
你坐飞机的时候
When you're on the plane,
有好几次叫你赶快登上飞机。
They are always calling you to go up to the plane.
这是最后的机会。
They will always give you the last warning.
我们主很快就要回来。
The Lord Jesus is coming back soon.
所以主今天对大家的呼召。
So the Lord Jesus today, the calling to you
是最后的呼召。
Was the last calling.
你愿意不愿意
Are you willing?
答应主的呼召。
To answer his calling.
离开本地本族和父家。
To leave your family, to leave your relative, to leave your land.
过幼发拉底河。
To go across Euphrates River.
来到神所应许的迦南美地。
To come to the promised land of God.
这就是故事的开始。
That is the beginning.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果主恩待你的话。
If the Lord is gracious to you.
有一天主要对你说。
One day the Lord said to you.
你把你的爱子。独生的爱子以撒。
Bring your only son Isaac.
带到摩利亚地区。
Take him to Moriah.
要在。有我带到一座我将要指示的那座山上去。
Go to a mountain where I will show you.
所以很清楚的。
Quite clearly.
这是得胜者的护照。
That is the calling to overcomers.
这也是最后的护照。
And the last calling.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。
Lord Jesus, we give you these words to your hands.
我们相信这一次经过雪梨一点都不偶然。
I believe that it's not by chance we went past Sydney this time.
我们相信你对教会的话都要说在这里。
We believe that the word you want to speak to the church are here.
但愿凡有耳的都能听见这些话。
Those who have ears, may them hear.
我们何等愿意。
We are willing, Lord.
像亚伯拉罕一样。
Like Abraham.
我们愿意听见你的呼召。
We want to hear your calling.
我们能够蒙召归为一个身体。
That we may call unto one body.
好让教会能成为神的产业。
The church may become the inheritance of God.
叫父神的心能够得着满足。
That the heart of the Father may be satisfied.
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We give you glory and praises.
我们求你纪念你在奥本的见证。
May you remember the testimony in Auburn.
仇敌是不甘心的。
The enemy is not happy.
他总是兴风作浪来破坏你自己的见证。
They try to overcome and try to destroy the testimony.
我们要对撒旦说不。
We'll say no to Satan.
我们要对你说是。
We'll say yes to you.
主啊，但愿你的见证在这里早日被。
May your testimony here be built up.
主啊，我们仰望你。
We look to you, Lord.
我们等候在你面前。
We're waiting before you.
我们相信在这里你要得着许多的亚伯拉罕。
We believe you receive many Abrahams here.
我们不只听见亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
Not only Abraham, but Abraham.
我们也能听见耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
May hear Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
我们这样祷告。
We pray.
是靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。
In Jesus Christ's victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.